This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Ms. Novell?
Here.
Mr. Cardine?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers? Mr. Shelvin?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
And Mr. Powers is here.
Mr. Powers is here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of October 9th, 2018?
Motion approved as distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. At the appropriate time, I will be taking 17051 and 17039 off of the table.
Thank you. Mr. Cardine?
Yes. Resolution 18-141, which has been on table for some time. I'm going to untable it this evening for a vote by county council.
Thank you. Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
And then Mr. Bell?
Yes, 18-095 will remain on the table as I have not yet been able to arrange for meetings with the four boards and commissions.
Thank you. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President, 17-095 and 17-096 will remain tabled this evening. However, we are working with the developer and the engineering firm. We're communicating with them as to where they stand on their traffic impact study that they actually offered. So we should have a report or progress by this next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Bell, for your update. Next, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 18106, amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget. Transfer $12,500 from the grants and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to the contractual services budget line item for the Department of Public Works for the purpose of funding a fleet management study. Ordinance 18107, amend the grants budget, appropriate $28,668 from the State of Delaware Department of Transportation, DelDOT, to the Five Points Fire Company All-Terrain Vehicles Grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 18108, amend the grants budget, appropriate $526,086.69 from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the FY 2019 Fund to Combat Violent Crime Grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 18109, to provide for the installation of Granville with Ribs 12-foot pole with optional fluted base street lights in the traditions at Whitehall Subdivision located in the St. George's 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 18110, amend the FY 19 approved operating budget. Transfer $104,154 in the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety Division of Police FY 19 approved budget materials and supplies budget line item to the Community Services FY 19 approved budget contractual services budget line item to support the community intervention team. Ordinance 18111. To authorize abatement of outstanding Newcastle County real property taxes and penalties and interest on the property of the Edgemore Community Center, DBA Bellevue Community Center, located at 510 Duncan Road, Wilmington, Delaware, tax parcel number 06132.00229. Ordinance 18112, to revise New Castle County Code, Chapter 2, Administration, Article 5, Departments and Offices, Division 2.05.300, Department of Public Works, regarding alcohol and drug testing of employees of general contractors and subcontractors working on public works projects and work sites. Ordinance 18113, revised zoning map, Newcastle 100, East Side Churchman's Road, North Side Christiana Road, SR-273, and Southwest Side O Churchman's Road, 100 Picard Road, tax parcel number 10024.00025, 56.49 acres from CR Commercial Regional to I Industrial. Ordinance 18114, to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 6, Building Code, regarding Article 1, General, Article 2, Definitions, Article 3, Administration, Article 4, Building Code, Article 5, Residential Code, Article 6, Mechanical Code, Article 7, Plumbing Code, Article 8, Fuel Gas Code, Article 9, Existing Building Code, Article 10, Energy Conservation Code, Article 11, Swimming Pool and Spa Code, and Article 12, Violations, Enforcement, and Penalties.
Thank you. Reports from select and special committees. Boards and Commissions Subcommittee. Mr. Weiner?
Yes, the Boards and Commissions Subcommittee met its duly scheduled date, and we discussed the items that were on the agenda, including Karen Peterson for chairwoman of the Planning Board and a reappointment of one of the members of the one of the other boards.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Finance Committee met at 2 o'clock upstairs today. We discussed items on this evening's agenda. We approved several grants, and we approved moving the 2 p.m. November 13th Finance Committee meeting to 4 p.m. on November 20th.
Thank you. Land Use Committee, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We met this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and we discussed piles and lamps and lane area regarding...
Thank you. Consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agenda as such and available on the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Mr. Powers.
I don't have an item to be removed. I'd like to co-sponsor 18171, honoring David Berkarian.
Ms. Hill, have that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 18170, congratulating State Representative Joseph E. Morrell on being chosen as Delaware Technical Community College's 2018 Hispanic Heritage Honoree. Resolution 18171, honoring the life and legacy of David G. Berkarian. Resolution 18172, celebrating the 50th wedding anniversary of John and Harris Cunningham. Resolution 18173, honoring the Howard J. Weston Community and Senior Center on its 40th anniversary. Resolution 18174, honoring the life of Edward C. Austin and expressing condolences to his family and friends.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardin?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
The consent calendar has passed. Presentations? None. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, signing your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open up the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. First, R18175, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request that R18-175 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18175, amend the FY 2019 capital program. Appropriate $64,000 from the Newcastle County technology fee account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds towards the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion 2 capital project.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this is to provide for the purchase of 45 cradle points for new police vehicles. The cradle points increase the connectivity to the Verizon network as well as the 911 call center antenna.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comments. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18175.
Ms. Tavell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R18175 is passed. Next, R18176, Mr. Smiley.
I request that R18-176 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18176, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Pictometry International Corporation for renewal of aerial photography software licenses for the Office of Technology and Administrative Services in the amount of $71,899.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, this access to the aerial photography allows for the greater identifying of unassessed and underassessed properties in Newcastle County.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18176.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R18176 is passed. Next, R18177, Mr. Smiley.
I request that R18-177 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18177, authorizing the county executive to execute a financing agreement with the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, acting by and through the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, in an amount not to exceed $6,184,000 to fund the Mount Pleasant Interceptor Project, Hocus and Green Stormwater Rehabilitation Project, and Woodside Court Stormwater Rehabilitation Project, providing for the purchase of a bond and authorizing the execution of various documents in connection therewith.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. I want to, again, extend my congratulations and kudos to the finance department and public works and the administration for accessing this fund, Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, to do all the important public works projects that are described in this resolution, and also to put on the record, we're borrowing money at 2.394%, which is nearly, I would say, about half of what we're going to get with our county municipal bonds. So we're doing the projects, we're borrowing money at very low rates, doing a great job, and this is what it's all about, good government and watching the fiscal status of the county.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18177. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R18177 is passed. Next, R18178, Mr. Woods.
I'd like to have
R18178 read by title only. Second. Resolution 18178, consenting to the appointment of Karen Peterson to the position of chair of the Newcastle County Planning Board. Mr. Woods?
Yeah, I think we spoke about this in committee meeting, and we met with Ms. Peterson, and I think she'd do a great job as head of the planning board, and that's it. Does anybody else have any questions?
Well, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. When I first started to monitor council meetings as a civic leader, Karen Peterson was sitting in your seat, and she was a mentor to me. She brings a good balance of state and county issues, and she answered some lengthy questions that I had, and my apologies to the other members of council, but I felt afterwards that very comfortable about voting to support her.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. I was not at the meeting where she was interviewed, but I spoke at length with her in a telephone interview, and I'm actually startled and surprised and pleased that Senator Peterson, one of our great senators in the state government who served as council president in this body, would like to come back and serve the public again, volunteering for this very important planning board chair position. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to vote in support of her nomination to that tonight.
Thank you. Are there any other members of council who have a question or comment? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18178. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes. R18178 is passed. R18179, Mr. Weiner?
I'd like to ask that R8179 be placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18179, reappointing Joseph Mannion to the Newcastle County Board of Assessment Review. Mr. Weiner?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18179. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R18179 is passed. Next, R18141, Mr. Smiley and Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to make the motion that R18-141 be removed from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ordinance R18-141 is lifted from the table. Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. At the behest of the management of the Community Services Department, they've asked me to place this before council for a vote tonight. We have had some discussion about it in a presentation by the folks at Diamond State CLT. I know that we also have Carrie Casey this evening who would like to come up and make a statement before, and I would like to make a statement, and then we should take it to the vote.
One moment.
Okay, sorry.
Madam Clerk? Please read him.
Would you like me to read? I'm sorry about that. I'd like Resolution 18-141 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Okay. Resolution 18-141, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Diamond State CLT Inc. for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $50,000.
Please state your name for the record.
Sure. It's Carrie Casey. I work for the Department of Community Services. Thank you, Councilman Cartier. I know we've talked about this project three different times at council. I just wanted to briefly mention why we asked the department, why we asked Councilman Cartier to release it for a vote. This specific project was part of the annual action plan we submitted to HUD, which was approved by County Council on June 12th. And actually has already been approved by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. That was in September. So we are in our fiscal year, and we need to move forward. We hope that County Council will approve this purchase order. If not, we just need to notify HUD and address questions or concerns they might have, and then just amend our annual plan to take this project out. So, it's kind of a unique circumstance because we know there's been a lot of discussion about it, but we have to, we report to HUD all the activities that we're doing, and if we need to take this one out, we have to have a public process to do that. So that's, I wanted to thank again Councilman Cartier and all of the discussion that has been around this project. I appreciate everybody here, and that's really, I just wanted to specifically talk about why we had to release it for a vote, because we have to answer to HUD about it.
Thank you. Councilman Cartier?
Yeah, I just want to put a few things on record before we proceed to vote. this resolution is really empowers an agreement between Newcastle County and Diamond State CLT Community Land Trust and the amount not to exceed $50,000 in home funds, which originate from HUD. This grant will be used to assist one home buying family in the 60 to 80% AMI range with a buyer-initiated leasehold home ownership program. The home will have a value between $200,000 and $250,000, and we've seen a presentation on the home. I'm going to support this tonight because we're going to help the Diamond State Community Land Trust build inventory for permanent affordability of a home. And it's understood that in the lifespan of a home, we could potentially have 6 to 8 families that would benefit from this permanent affordability. The Diamond State Community Land Trust has a very good track record and advocacy for home ownership affordability, and I think this is another tool in the toolbox of our housing program to fund a permanently affordable unit that will go into the inventory of the Diamond State CLT. I think it's a good use of our home funds. Others may dispute that, but if you're looking at trying to facilitate permanent affordability, this is a great way to do it. And hopefully in the years to come, there'll be more inventory like this available in Newcastle County.
Are there any, yes, Mr. Sheldon?
Ms. Casey, the only question I have is, and I never asked it before, if we deny this, what is your regulation with the federal, with HUD, basically, when we, they take the money back, the way I understand, correct, or no?
What will happen, Carrie Casey with Department of Community Services, this specific project, we put out a RFP and we asked for proposals to come into Newcastle County. It's all done through a public process. HUD approves it. This specific project was one that applied, went through the whole committee process, was approved It was included in our annual plan, which was approved and then sent to HUD. HUD has approved it. We are ready to go. If we if the purchase order doesn't move forward, we will have to amend our annual plan to take this project out, which would include some public notice. It would include, you know, answering any questions to HUD about the, you know, the fact that, you know, our annual plan moved forward without this and the purchase order not moving forward. That funding would come back to the county, though. As long as we met an expenditure, we have to, it would come back, but we would have to still have a public process to amend our plan and address any concerns that HUD might have, and also have a public hearing in case we have stakeholders that are like, why did that happen, or, you know, just those types of things, because this went through a public process to begin with.
Thank you.
Ms. Smiley, Ms. Dillon, and then Ms. Kilpatrick.
Can we clarify that with Mr. or Ms.? Sounded like Ms., I just want to make sure. When this plan was submitted, others were submitted as part of the process.
Yes, sir.
Funds.
Yes, sir.
Do we have plans sitting on the table that were not allocated funds, that these funds could be reallocated to, that met requirements?
No, sir, not at the moment, but we do have an RFP process every year.
You can reopen it.
Yeah, but we would have to amend the plan that we are in right now and address any concerns that HUD might have about taking that project away.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Dean?
Yes, Carrie, I remember the presentation on this plan. It was either at the April or the May Community Services meeting. This proposal for the CLT was clearly in the Diamond State Land Trust, was in the original proposal that went to HUD. So people have known about this since the spring because we had to vote on it before you sent it to HUD.
Yes.
And I just think that if anybody has questions, the time to bring this up is really the time when the presentation is made. I think that, you know, I agree with Councilman Cartier. This is, you know, something that will be in perpetuity. I think, you know, the chances are that you will get 7 or 8 families, divide that into 49 or 50,000. You know, I just think that having, in addition to our own programs, nonprofit organizations that are responsibly running, you know, other housing programs make sense. And there's never, to my knowledge, been anything, any complaints lodged against the Diamond State Land Trust. And so I just think we are doing nonprofit organizations that are playing by the rules and doing the work a great disservice if we turn this down.
Ms. Kilpatrick, and then Mr. Hollins, then Mr. Strait.
Thank you. Then I want to make sure that I understand exactly what I think is going on here. So there's a home, and it has a certain dollar amount on it. With this $50,000, that price of that house goes down $50,000. So the fact that we're saying that, well, it goes for one family, that family can afford that house because it went down $50,000. If we had divided this up 5 ways, that house would have only gone down $10,000, and a family that is in the income bracket that couldn't afford it at less 50 most likely would not be able to have been affording it at less 10. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. So it's really, it's a house.
Yeah.
The money is being deducted from a house,
right.
Not given to a family.
Right, right. That $50,000 stays on the house.
The house. So
yes,
it stays on static at that price into...
Right. And it's buyer-initiated, and it is the house is located outside of areas where there's already a concentration of affordable housing,
right.
Which was one of the other things we talked about.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I would respectfully disagree that any questions that needed to be asked should have been asked at the time of the plan submission. I mean, this is an annual process we do every single year with HUD. We're not the only jurisdiction in this country that does that. The reason why it's coming before council again, because it is part of the process. This is part of the legislative process. Anytime there's something on our agenda, it's not too late to have a discussion about it. The fact that county council approved the plan does not lock this legislative body out of the due process of looking at this plan in a more detailed fashion. When we receive the plan talks about all of these initiatives, how we plan to spend CDBG, including HUD, and funds for rapid recovery and so forth. The fact of the matter is that I've served on the city council, and when we talked about HUD dollars and city council, CDBG specifically, the legislative branch is definitely involved with that process. Before the way we do it here, we get a meeting scheduled for community services. We get a presentation of where the agencies that have been selected. We don't really get a presentation on who was not selected, why they weren't selected. I think it's a much better process. I think it's a very efficient process. Quite frankly, I didn't like the process in the city, but it did engage the legislative body much more than what it's engaged here. This body makes the final decision, so we voted for a plan. The plan is very general. To suggest that it's a complicated matter to remove this, we always are going to have some agencies that's not going to fit our plan. Sometimes it's not a fault of ours, but this body also has an opportunity and a responsibility to determine when or what we want to fund. I would say that on county council, we have less more involvement than they did at the city level, but like I said earlier, that's okay with me. But whenever a member of this council has an objection to something that's in that plan, we have the opportunity, legislative privilege, to remove that. That's what's going on here. My position remains the same. I think it's still too much money for one single unit. I said that, and I know Ken Smith, who is the director of the CLT, I think this model fits Kent County, but in a county like Newcastle County, where we have when we have moderate priced dwelling units that's producing multiple units at no cost to this county, why then would we take $50,000 to address one family in the same income level? I could see it if we took this $50,000 and contributed to a lower income as we did on the same time that this was introduced. We were talking about building senior apartments and low-income apartments. This is 60 to 80, so in the same range of moderate priced dwelling units. So there's no significant benefit, even though it is a benefit. It's probably more of a benefit in Kent County, where they don't have the diversity of housing opportunities that we have here in Newcastle County. So I still feel that to modify to HUD, really, I mean, how complicated can that be? There are times when we have money left over that we reallocate. The fact of the matter is, now with interfaith housing, we're going to have a much bigger problem with what we put in that plan in terms of home funds. They're getting real money. So if this is complicated, God knows what we're going to do when we get to that, if we have to address that problem. I don't believe it's that complicated, because I think it happens not just in this jurisdiction, but across this country. Now, people may not agree with me, as I said at the last meeting, but my position has not changed. I don't think that anything that was said there by Ken Smith, who's a friend of mine, made my position any different. It's still an awful lot of money to go to one single unit, no matter how long it's going to be affordable.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart.
Well, first of all, Councilman Holmes, I don't appreciate you stealing what I thought was going to be my closing argument about interfaith. And, you know, last year this time, interfaith would have been this stellar organization that we had to support. So that argument does not have merit with me. Last year, at the beginning of County Executive Myers' tenure, a nonprofit organization said that it no longer wanted to participate in the community development block grant. Money was returned. Something had to be done with HUD for that, and I don't think we lost the money. It went somewhere else, and the same thing can happen here. First of all, I think $250,000, even though approved by HUD, say low-income people, that's a stretch, because low-income people are not going to qualify for $250,000. I reiterate my argument that there are homes in my district. I can get two houses where people live for $50,000. my first house I only paid $49,000 for. And I'm sure any of you would love to have somebody give you $50,000 for a down payment on your house. 20% is 20%. In addition to that, I'm going to keep reiterating, we have people sleeping on the street everywhere in the county. People are sleeping in parks, people are sleeping by the train station. We could use $50,000 in additional for additional resources for homeless people. And finally, nobody, the director himself, couldn't explain to me how the person hits the lottery. What's the process? And in the absence of the answer, then my better judgment tells me it's arbitrary and capricious. Now the will of counsel, be the will of counsel. But I can't support this.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm going to pass it off and say thank you.
Thank you. Just one quick comment. I'm in agreement with Mr. Hollins and Mr. Street. And if there's not a process in place that everybody can compete fairly and equally, which I don't see, I believe Mr. Street made a good point there. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Can we have Ms. Casey tell us what the process is?
Carrie Casey, Community Services. If you look on their website, it is there's a whole step-by-step process. You attend a COT information session, you get hooked up with one of their counselors, you start to work with a mortgage lender. I mean, I think it's a defined process from their website. If the question wasn't adequately answered at council, I apologize for that.
Yeah, I guess where I have the problem is, do you have a process that says that you're going to get $50,000 off the price of your home?
Right.
And that people can apply for that?
Well, they have a process through their program which defines the steps that they need to take. I do not work at Diamond State Community Union Trust, so I can't answer specifically for them, but they do have a defined process on the steps that the person has to follow. They put, as Councilman Holmes said, they predominantly work in Kent and Sussex County. They have done one house with us with Home Funds last year, so this is their second home that they've done with us. So I assume their process is the same way that they do with their Kent and Sussex County homeowners. I think they've done about 60 houses with in those two counties, but again, they're just starting here in the Sussex County.
For the same amount, for $50,000?
Yes, for $50,000, it's the same buyer-initiated leasehold program. They also do, that's exactly their program. That's their model. And it's the permanent affordable housing model.
Okay, Ms. Kilpatrick, and then Mr. Strait.
Thank you. So it's permanently affordable. Does that mean it stays permanently affordable at that exact price, or does it increase or decrease as the market goes up or down?
Yeah, Carrie Casey, I'm sorry, I don't know that question definitively. I apologize. I can't. I would assume that they continue to work with the person that lives there when they're getting ready to sell. They've already have identified new owner, but I don't know that 100%. I apologize. I don't know that.
But they're the ones that put the new owner in.
Yes.
They go through the process for the second owner and the third owner.
Yes.
And the fourth owner.
Yes.
The same as they would have done for the first.
Yes.
Owner.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Street.
It appears to me that the argument being made about this by some of my colleagues is not geared toward low-income people or potential homeowners. It's geared toward supporting the program and the director. And I think that's fundamentally wrong. And I think it's also wrong to continue to put Ms. Casey on the spot. This argument is with us, and it's like we're using her as a go-between. I'm not sure that's appropriate, but I asked specifically the director sitting next to me at the table what the process was by which someone wins the lottery. I don't know it for a fact, but if all 13 of us make the application and we are all equally qualified. Who picks the winner?
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments, Mr. Cartier?
I just want to make the point. I think part of the reason why we're having lots of issues here, people don't really understand what a land trust is. So, as I read in the notes that are attached to this, this permanent affordability targets people in the 60 to 80% area median income bracket. So they're going to be working with applicants that qualify for the income in that bracket. The Diamond State Land Trust retains a permanent interest in that property, and they are the ones who are working with their application process, which includes income and other things, to determine who qualifies for the permanent affordable situation that that home is in. But land trusts have become very popular across the country. Some of them are structured differently than others. But again, they're targeting, you know, permanent affordable housing at income brackets that are underserved, particularly in certain zip codes, for people to have a homeownership opportunity. And it allows people mobility into areas where you have, you know, very expensive homes, and they can live in a unit they can afford if they're in that 60% area annual median income bracket. And this is all part of inclusionary housing, where, you know, the models across the country, you want to have mixed income in neighborhoods, not have homogenous neighborhoods where one income bracket predominates. So it's a tool to facilitate that kind of housing strategy. I just want council to have some clarity about, you know, what a land trust does and how it functions.
Mr. Hines?
Yeah, I appreciate the education from Councilman Cartier, but I'm very familiar with the land trust, very familiar with Ken Smith, and also very familiar with land banks. My point is that they're not applicable to every jurisdiction. The city of Wilmington, they started a land bank about a year or so ago, and already they're in the process of trying to get out of the land banking process. The land trust, as I mentioned, works in Kent County. It's not a bad concept. In Newcastle County, the same 60 to 80% is being served in Newcastle County at no cost. It is a requirement. It's mandatory. Every rezoning in Newcastle County requires 20% of affordability for this population. There is no real benefit to low-income people other than when we take the home funds to deal with what we did with the other two applications that was before us. My point is that the prices of the house will go up, to answer Councilwoman Kilpatrick's question. The fact of the matter is, the incomes will go up. So when you do the AMI, it's going to change almost every single year. It's going to go up. The price of the house is going to go up. So the cost of the house is not going to remain at the 2018 flat rate. The fact of the matter is, when you look at the need in Newcastle County right now, the needs is for lower income people, because when we started the home trust funds that we currently have had not gone to spend any of those dollars, had some conversation with the administration, because those dollars are for low-income people. The low-income population is where we're not meeting the need. To spend $50,000 on one single house anywhere is not a model for this government, because at that cost, how many houses are you going to build over the period of the next 10 years? With the moderate price dwelling units, just if you look at the rezoning that occurred at Cavaliers just a couple of months ago, 15% of those homes are going to be for, and it's going to be over 600 homes. That's not costing us anything. Plus, there's going to be money from every one of those houses, $6 for every 1,000 to go into the trust fund for low-income people. My point is that why are we spending $50,000 for this population where we are not doing enough for the population that's sleeping on the street that Councilman Street is talking about, and for the population that we created the trust fund for? It's not a bad plan at all. I'm not attacking the plan. I understand the plan. It just doesn't fit well into this jurisdiction.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Mr. Street.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm getting on folks' nerves, And again, those in favor have argued vigorously in support of now Land Trust 1 and 2, the program and the program director. That's flawed on its surface. And I don't purport to have expertise in housing and land trust, but I do know something about 50 G's. And I do know 50 G's could be better spent elsewhere. You know, down payment settlement help for people buying a $100,000 house could get $5,000, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, again, I may not have all the knowledge other people in the room have about land trust, but I do know something about $50,000.
Thank you. Ms. Kilpatrick?
So if we did not vote for this and the money, you have to go through the process to tell them that we're not going to do this, is there the possibility of reusing this money in some way that Mr. Street is talking about?
Carrie Casey with the Department of Community Services. We have a public RFP process that actually begins next month where we invite proposals. And we are guided by our five-year action plan. And one of those is to increase affordable home ownership for those at 80% or below. And it also is to assist homeless populations. So we use all of our federal money towards those, there's more than two, but five or six priorities. So if we were to get proposals, which we are, you know, we've funded homeless shelters in the past with home funds, we're excited to do that. We funded the first below the canal homeless shelter. If you can believe it, we don't get a ton of home proposals in every year. So we find most of the ones that we get because of the fact that most of them are meeting a priority that's defined in our action plan. So, I mean, I just want to make sure we're clear that we are guided by an action plan. I'm not an expert, but we do have one of our goals being increasing affordable home ownership through several different types of tools, which were mentioned, down payment settlement assistance, the wonderful inclusionary zoning programs, some of the work that we're doing in distressed communities to buy vacant properties, and you know, the Home Program Committee, when they evaluated this program, thought that it was, as mentioned, an innovative tool in the toolkit. We had done one property with them last year. It's able to be done in a year, which is also good for our outputs with HUD. But again, if this is not, I just wanted to be clear that if it doesn't move forward, we do have to amend our annual plan, but we could reallocate the money to future years. Like, we couldn't just give it to somebody right now. We'd have to go through the public process because HUD requires us to follow this process, which I think works really well.
And years, are we talking calendar years or their fiscal year or our fiscal year?
Yeah, it's really confusing. It's actually our fiscal year. So it would be July, but we start now, if you can believe it, because it takes a while. We give time for them to apply. We have a big public meeting. We form committees, and then we come back to council, usually in the spring. And it's for a July 1 start, but we start in November.
Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I think we're really making this process a lot more complicated than it really is. The fact of the matter is we have a lot of control of how we do this. We have to follow the HUD guidelines and all those kind of things, as Ms. Case is saying. The fact of the matter is we use some of our CDBG dollars to support nonprofits here in Newcastle County. Long ago, the city stopped and they put all their monies toward housing initiatives. That's HUD's priority. When we get home funds, that's one set of dollars. And I agree with Ms. Casey that, you know, we don't have a lot of people in Newcastle County, a lot of agencies that are CHOTOs. So I get all of that. And so it does not diminish my concern about, so it's not complicated to move this money to a greater need. So then to have this money for one single house, one single dwelling at $50,000 is just not the best use of our dollars. And I don't know how many times I say it, but it seems to me the more that we discuss this, the more it seems becoming some real complicated process, because we're going to amend the plan that every jurisdiction in this country does. There is not a plan, I don't think, that's ever gone to HUD. It's almost like somehow county council is stepping out of our boundaries by having some discussion around this particular allocation, But every plan we go through CDBG, every time it comes back to us for the allocation of it, there's going to be some discussion. It's not an automatic because it's in a plan. That is not automatic. We are part of this process, and it's our responsibility to take action on each one of these items every time it appears on this agenda. When the plan comes to Newcastle County, it's a plan that we're talking about now, there's very little discussion around that plan. When we talk about CDBG, we have one single meeting to talk about CDBG, and we talk briefly with an overview of what the county has done with the money. We're not part of that process, as I mentioned earlier, as they are in some other jurisdictions where the legislative branch is really engaged with this process from the very beginning to the end. We pick it up on the end, and we normally agree. It's a very efficient process. But when we disagree, we retain that right to disagree. Right now, I disagree with this $50,000, call the roll, and, you know, as I said initially, that, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal to me. I mentioned it in a committee meeting when we got on the floor a couple of months ago. Other council members shared the concern. We table it. We brought Mr. Ken Smith in. When I first brought it up in a committee meeting a couple of months ago, the general manager of community service came to my office, and he said to me in my office that it really didn't matter, because when the issue came up before this committee, there was debate about it in committee. Which should be. We shouldn't just take the money just because we have an application and say, okay, then we don't need a committee. The same thing with county council. It's 13 of us here. So you're going to have people agree and disagree, but that's part of this process. But I don't want the people to sort of paint it as somehow county council now, we are some clog in the process because of HUD. That is not the case.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council?
Call for the vote.
Well, first I'm going to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to ask any questions that they have before they vote. Is there any other questions from members of council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public for comment. Yes, ma'am? You'll come around? To that side, yeah. And just come up to the podium and speak.
You can come up to
the microphone. Yeah.
Certainly.
That's all right. You can just stick it in the microphone.
This is the microphone.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Get this.
Do you want to... Can someone bring her chair up so that she's... Oh. Thank you.
You're fine.
Oh, well, you're more comfortable.
Thank you.
And just state your name for the record.
My name is Dawn Lentz, and I live in Townsend, Delaware. I love hearing the council talking about it's really important that we help the homeless people who are living under bridges and in parks. My question to the woman before was, is there a possibility to kind of retroact, you know, if it didn't work out, then we could do something else? And she did say we could reallocate the funds. So I think that we're focusing so much on the poor, the dirt poor, but what about the working families that are the working poor, and maybe they're living in a low income, maybe they're not, maybe they're in a nice apartment, but they're paying lots of money every month, and they're paying the money for child care, and they can afford to move to that nice area where their kids could be safe to ride their bikes, and they could be in a good school system, and maybe this would allow those people. So are they not also disenfranchised people? I understand that there are people who are dirt poor, but aren't those people also poor, that they can't live in a nice area like I live in? You know, and this sounds like a pretty good program, and I would like for Delaware to be kind of an innovator and go along with everybody else who's doing this. I text myself the word land, I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Land trust. That's it. I think it's a good idea. It sounds like something we should try.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? Yes, madam. Please come up to the side.
Good
be signing with the councilman here? You'll come up and state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes.
You
can pull the mic down. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Dwayne Williams, and I am from Newton area around Brooks Hill Gardens and Rose Gate. So I live in a moderate income bracket area, and I think $50,000 is a lot of money to give one family. The $50,000 would help probably about 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 people in our community to have affordable housing, and we'll make it work. So I thank County Council for having a conscience. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the public that would like to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18141. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Not voting.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle? Not voting. Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Not voting.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
No. No.
Mr. Woods?
No.
Madam President, the roll reveals 2 yes, 8 no, 3 not voting. R18141 is defeated. Moving on to ordinances, 018101. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I would request the ordinance 18-101 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 18101, amend the FY 2019 capital budget, appropriate $64,000 from the Newcastle County Technology Fee account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds towards the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion 2 capital project. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this is the appropriation ordinance accompanying the resolution we enacted previously for the cradle points.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comments. Mr. Cartier, you grab the mic? No, okay. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-101. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 018-101 is passed. 018-102, Mr. Smiley.
Request 18-102 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 18102, amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget. Appropriate $250,000 to the Department of Administration, Office of Law, Contractual Services budget line item. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this is the assistant covering the previously incurred and anticipated attorney's fees related to the vacant housing initiative that we're pursuing.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-102. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 not voting. 018-102 is passed. Next, 018-103, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President. I'd like to have Orders number 18-103 read by title only
and place before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18103, to authorize the abatement of Newcastle County real property taxes and penalties on the property of the Fountain of Living Water Church located at 1013 Brown Street, Wilmington, Delaware, tax parcel number 26049.10001. Mr. Stewart?
Read title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-103. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 018-103 is passed. Next, 018-104, Mr. Smiley.
I request that ordinance number 18-104 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 18104, to revise Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 6, Exemption from Real Property Taxation, Division 14.06.300, Property of the Elderly and Disabled, Sections 14.06.302, Qualifications for and Amount of Elderly Exemption, and 14.06.303, Qualifications for and Amount of Disability Exemption regarding residency. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this brings our residency language and years of residency requirement for the tax exemption in line with that in state law.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. And for the sponsor, just to clarify, since I guess I missed this upstairs, nobody currently here is affected. It's all...
Not at all.
Yep.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-104. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 018-104 is passed. Next, 018-105, Mr. Bell.
Yes, Madam President, I move that Ordinance 18-105 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18-105, to authorize the abatement and refund of Newcastle County real property taxes on the property of New Covenant Presbyterian Church located at 1125 and 1131 Jamison Corner Road, Middletown, Delaware, tax parcel number 13013.00227. Mr. Bell?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-105. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 018-105 is passed. Next, 018-095 is amended by floor amendment number 1. It remains tabled. Next, 017-039. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. I move that ordinance 17-039 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ordinance 017-039 is lifted from the table.
Thank you. And I move that 017-039 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17039, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 3, Officers and Employees, Division 2.03.100 Code of Ethics, Section 2.03.106 Financial Disclosure Statements Required, regarding persons required to file a statement of financial interest.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. We talked about this upstairs. This is one of the ordinances that, as we were looking at what was still pending, we realized was still sitting out there. After introduction, we sent it over to Ethics for comments. We never received comments from them. Upon talking to them about this, we believed we were going to get the comments from them. We still haven't gotten it, so we, after a certain, 45 days, I think it is, can bring it to the floor for a vote. So I'm, at this point, bringing it to the floor. It is for the Design Review Committee, the DRACs, in the three that are existing, that they would have to fill out financial disclosures of the SFI form, just as every other board does.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 017039. Mr. Vaughn?
No.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Shelvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 no. Thank you. 017039 is passed. Next, 017077. Ms. Kilpatrick?
I have 051.
051. I'm sorry.
Okay. I move that ordinance 17051 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Ordinance 017051 is lifted from the table.
Thank you. I move that 17051 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Sorry. Ordinance 17051, to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 2, Administration, Article 3, Officers and Employees, Division 2.03.100, Code of Ethics, Section 2.03.106, Financial Disclosure, Statements Required, regarding persons required to file a statement of financial interest. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. Same explanation as to why this was pending back from 17, but this one is for the Investment Advisory Board, which is a new board and needed to be added to the list of boards and commissions that must fill out SFIs.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing Mr. Street?
I know this is going past, but, you know, you're passing something that you're going to ask. Withdrawn, never mind.
Any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 017015.
5-1.
5. Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Cardi?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 no. 017051 is passed. Next, 017095, Mr. Bell, main table?
Yes, ma'am.
And 017096 remains tabled.
Yes, ma'am.
Next, time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions, 018180. Mr. Smiley? I'm sorry, Mr. Bell.
Okay.
018180.
Got it.
I have 182.
Here you go.
I just received a couple more right before council, so they may be
Madam President.
A little bit out of order.
There you go.
This is Mr. Cardigan.
Please repeat the number.
180. Move that resolution number 18-180 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18180, thanking the Honorable William E. Powers, Jr. for 12 years of dedicated service to the citizens of the 6th District. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. We actually presented the resolution right after committee this afternoon up on the 8th floor, and as per title, and we need to pass this. Then I have comment.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Bell?
Did it pass yet?
Read it in.
Yes.
What? No?
Yes.
Yes.
We're voting, aren't we?
I already read it.
Okay. So, does anyone from council have questions or comments? No. Is what I asked.
This is a difficult resolution.
And you said you wanted to comment, correct?
Got a comment after it's passed. After it's passed.
Oh, after the vote.
Right.
Okay. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018180. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Chauvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 018180 is passed. Comment, Mr. Bell?
Yes, comment. As I stated, we all, as council, recognize Bill upstairs after committee with this resolution, but I certainly think, along with all of council, that after 12 consecutive years of service on this council and to the citizens of Newcastle County, that we would all join in a rising vote of thanks and recognition.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mr. Powers?
I said thank you. I appreciate it.
He's done.
I've had a bunch of dust for the past couple of days picking corn. But, it's been 12 years, been interesting. But should be, there's a lot, I know the preservation thing, try to work hard here to do it, and I'm still going to be working on it on the state level and wherever. So, and keeping up on ag issues and property rights. So, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? We're seeing none, and moving on to 018181, Mr. Powers.
It's rubies. I know we don't have it.
Yeah. Councilman Bell has it.
Mr. Bell?
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
All right.
We've got two more, but they're not on.
Okay. I move that resolution 18-181 be read title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18181, honoring and thanking Ruby Dillmore for her dedicated service to the residents of the 6th District. Mr. Bell?
I guess we could say as per title, but, that wouldn't be fair to Ruby. We weren't able to actually have Councilman Sheldon read this because we had a hard time finding Ruby upstairs after we get done with committee. So I'm not sure. I don't believe she's here this evening. So I think at some point in time, when she does come to our next meeting, that we should certainly, at least read it into the record. She's certainly deserving of this and much more. I think Bill would probably like to make some comment, but she's a rare breed of legislative aid, very dedicated person.
Thank you. Mr. Powers?
Yeah, I'd have to say she's been real. We worked as a team, and I always kind of laugh that taking care of issues, we did it right away because we'd probably forget about it in a week from afterwards. But Ruby and I worked really well together. She was really loyal. You could call her anytime. It's kind of funny in the district, if it was somebody that I didn't know and she didn't know, we'd be like, where the hell did they come from? But there was between the two of us, we knew a lot of the people in the district. A lot have moved in probably in the past 12 years, especially in Middletown. But it's such a, I think when they reapportioned, my district was close to 70,000 and went down to, you know, 45 like the rest of them. I'll bet any money Bill Bell and I are probably up to 50 or 60 now. So it's changing a lot. I had most of the rural area. Even though Bill and I have it, I still got a lot of the rural questions, probably in the whole county. Probably still will. But it's pretty weird with ag, because ag is really regulated by the state, not the county. And sometimes land use doesn't understand that. When they gave the right in 1954 to zone to Newcastle County, they gave it to everything but agriculture. So ag's still regulated by the state, which was the ag department, DENREC, and whoever else. Still not. We deal with everybody. But Ruby learned a lot. And a lot of it in the 6th District is drainage, and we worked a lot with DENREC and people, you know, that she learned who to get up with and take care of the problem. So, but she was good.
Thank you. Does anyone else from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-181.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cotter?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Chauvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
018-181 is passed. Next, 018-182. And that is Mr. Bell.
Cartier.
And
Cartier.
With your indulgence, Madam President. Yes, I'd like Resolution 18-182 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18182, honoring the life and service of Charles W. Charlie Frampton to Brandywine 100 Fire Company No. 1 and to the volunteer firefighting community of Newcastle County and the state of Delaware.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. We're going to have some, Jim's going to put some images up of Charlie Frampton. Charlie Frampton passed away after a very short illness on October 17th, and thereby the Brandywine Fire Company lost one of its stalwarts, one of its titans, 64 years of service in the volunteer fire service and the fire police. Charlie was always a people person. He gave his all for his community. He and his wife both were active in the cause of public service. Charlie and the fire company and the fire service and the fire police. He had leadership roles in the Newcastle County Volunteer Association. He was also president of the Delaware Volunteer Firefighters Association. In 2001, he was inducted into the Delaware Voluntary Fire Association Hall of Fame. It's really going to be a big hole in that company. And I knew him pretty well. He always had a wry sense of humor. He was always engaging, never always had a smile on his face. In the 70s, he suffered a serious back injury in responding to a fire, and that's where he began his role with the fire police, and that's where he ended his career in the fire police. So on October, Sunday, October 18th, the Brandywine 100 Fire Company is going to hold a memorial service beginning at 11 o'clock. I'm going to, at their request, present this resolution in honor of his service and his life of commitment in the volunteer fire service community. He had an interesting family. Combined with his sons, there's 100 years of active service, and there's even a much more interesting story for the women in the room. This commitment to the fire service went as far back as his mother, who served in the Brandywine Fire Company during the Second World War when all the men were off fighting. So this is a family that has given a lot of service to the community in the volunteer fire service, and Charlie just epitomized the ideal, and he will be missed, but we will always remember him and all of his family and the surviving family members, and they continue to serve our community today. I don't know how we're going to continue this system without people like Charlie. I don't think you're going to see many of them coming forward, but I was glad that I knew him. I'm glad to be here tonight to honor his service and to uphold his example for everybody to know. So if you have some time Sunday, I think it would be greatly appreciated. I know maybe Councilman Bell will probably be there. Any other councilmembers, you're welcome and invited to come to this memorial service starting at 11 o'clock at the Brandywine 100 Fire Company. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing that, I'll ask if I can also be a co-sponsor.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'd like to be a co-sponsor.
And Mr. Powers.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-182. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes. Thank you. 018-182 is passed. Next, 018-183, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Like Resolution 18-183, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18-183, Newcastle County recognizes November as No Straw November. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. Council members are probably aware that we have a giant problem in our environment with plastic pollution. So there's a movement going on throughout the United States to draw attention to the harmful effects of plastic straws, which are handed out just very regularly in restaurants, in different venues. And this resolution, which is a resolution that we are working with the Plastic Free Delaware, which is a local nonprofit that advocates for reducing single-use plastics throughout the county and the state. What we're going to do is partner with them and recognize this is a national phenomenon, recognize November's No Straw November, to draw attention to the really bad effects on our environment by the half a billion straws that are discarded on the roads and in the landscape of Delaware every year. And this type of material is picked up by wildlife, damages wildlife, it damages the land, and I think it's just one of these attempts to look and draw attention to the problem in our environment with plastic straws, to put an option out to folks, just request a straw, don't just give one out or to substitute straws, it's to draw attention to the bad effects on the environment from the straw plastic pollution that litters our roads, landscape, and all its negative effects on our wildlife.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Yes, madam. Please come up to the mic. Mr. Woods, will you
Flip your mic over. Thank you.
My name is Dawn Lentz. I'm from Townsend, Delaware. I am the chair of our local chapter of the Green Party of Delaware. So I think that I could safely say that I can represent all the over 800 ag voters that we have in Delaware, and now we would all agree with everything that Carter said.
Thank you very much. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18183.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R18183 is passed. Next, R18184. I move that R18184 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18184, honoring the life of Philip Joseph Ward.
For title. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18184.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R18184 is passed, and now I will make a presentation. And Chevalier, if you can please come up.
Area and beyond.
His family and friends shared a common experience, the love of film. In life and death, he brought people together, left to cherish awesome memories of him are his loving wife, Montreal, his daughters, Jane and Monica, grandchildren, Maya and Zoe, brother, Kenny, in-laws, one goddaughter, Janelle, and a host of aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, family, and friends, too many to count. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that the County Council hereby expresses its deepest sympathies to the family and friends of Philip Joseph Ward on his recent passing and honors his life and dedicated service to the community. And I want to let you know that all of you met him at my inauguration. He was the gentleman who sang. And he touched so many people at his memorial on Saturday at Bethel AME. The church was so filled, everybody couldn't fit in. It was just so many people. He touched so many lives. And this is his wonderful friend and a good friend of mine, and I want to thank her for being such a good friend to Joseph. Thank you. Don't we want to get a picture?
With no further legislation, does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is